The Killing of Crazy Horse by Thomas Powers. Narrated by John Pruden. Copyright 2010 by Thomas Powers. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Thomas Powers, care of Janklow and Nesbitt Associates, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. We'll come for you another time. The half-Sioux interpreter, William Garnett, who died a dozen years before I was born, first set me to wondering why Crazy Horse was killed. He made it seem so unnecessary. I read Garnett's account of the killing in a motel at Crow Agency, Montana, not 2 miles from the spot where Crazy Horse in 1876 led a charge up over the back of a ridge, splitting in two the command of General George Armstrong Custer. Within a very few minutes, Custer and 200 cavalry soldiers were dead on a hillside overlooking the Little Bighorn River. It was the worst defeat ever inflicted on the United States Army by Plains Indians. A year later, Crazy Horse himself was dead of a bayonet wound, stabbed in the small of the back by soldiers trying to place him under arrest. Dead Indians are a common feature of American history, but the killing of Crazy Horse retains its power to shock. Garnett, 22 years old at the time, was not only present on the fatal day, but was deeply involved in the unfolding of events. In 1920, he told a retired Army general what happened. A transcript of the conversation was eventually published. That's what I read lying on my back on a bed in Crow Agency's only motel. It was